Hi, we're Grace Life, and we'd love to help you discover Jesus' unconditional love and grace for you.
Let's give him a hand. Thanks, Peter. That was really... that was awesome. I think, although we're talking about practical prosperity, we're having a couple miracles this morning and sticking to 30 minutes. It's possible. You gave me 2 minutes extra. Thank you. But what I just want to talk about is how to flow in prosperity, because I think I like the word flow, because that's what God's desire is for us, is that we flow in prosperity. Not that you're forcing prosperity or that it's sporadic, but that it's something which constantly flows. Okay, so the first point I want to make is God wants you to prosper. Okay, and I know kind of some Christians, when they hear that word, they freak out and they start convulsing and frothing at the mouth and relax, it's okay. What we're talking about here is practical and it's spiritual at the same time. Often the spiritual is very practical. God does want you to prosper. It's in the Word. I'll show you in a moment. But you've got to realize that prosperity is not automatic. Okay? But God has set you up for it. Peter beautifully defined prosperity. You know, having more than enough to give to every good work on every occasion. You know, so that's like, that's talking about abundance. But God has set you up for that. Now, you're here because you want to prosper. Amen? For the three of us that are wanting to prosper here, I've got some good news for you. You know, you're probably pleased to hear about how God wants you to prosper, right? If you're here, you're probably happy. Some people get upset with that, but they're like, wow, God wants me to prosper. I like that. But you know what? If you're honest, you're here because you want to prosper, not because God wants to prosper you. You're here, most people are here hoping God wants to prosper them. Because we want to prosper. The focus is on us, not on God. Okay? So you know, it's not 100% wrong, but we need to see that God's motivation for our prosperity and our motivation for our prosperity are two different things. God's motivation for your prosperity is completely different to your motivation for your prosperity. Okay, his is motivated by love. Often, not always, but often our motivation for prosperity is motivated by greed. So you got to check out your motivation, I think, first in why do you want to prosper. And Peter said that prosperity starts with having the right attitude towards money. So what's your attitude with regards to money? If you don't know your attitude with regards to money, check your expenses. What have you been spending on for the past 6 months? And just see, kind of, you can see your attitude with regards to money. But, you know, prosperity in this life, you've got to realize, is only going to last in this life. Okay, so it's not going to last forever. There has to be more to prosperity than a nice life. There has to be more to prosperity than having a nice house, nice car, 2.5 kids that are well provided for and can go to university. Amen? You know, there has to be more to it. Then, you know, there is a purpose to prosperity. In that series that I recently taught, Money Matters, we go into depth on a lot of things, and I'm giving a little bit of a highlights version here this morning. So if you want to get that resource, get it. You can listen to it in a bit more depth. But the two major purposes for your prosperity. Number one is in 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 from the Amplified. It says, if anyone fails to provide for his own and especially for those of his own family, he has denied the faith by disregarding its precepts and is worse than an unbeliever. I like how the King James puts an infidel, who fulfills his obligation in these matters. So an unbeliever will look after his family. Why wouldn't a believer? Okay? And this is just basically saying God wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to your family. He wants to use you to provide for your family. He wants to use you to prepare your children or your future children, some of us, for their destiny, for them to fulfill their destiny, set them up. Then the second, so he wants to provide for your family. Many people, when the church starts talking about money, they say, but the church is just after my money. No, we're not after your money. We're wanting you to function in your destiny, and part of that is then using money for the right reasons. Now, and one of the right reasons is look after your family. Okay, Deuteronomy 8:18. Second reason, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that that gives thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto your fathers as it is this day. So now this is saying many things, and I better stick to my notes. We'll get to it again later. But it's saying that he wants you to have the joy of partnering with him to establish his kingdom. He gives you the ability to get wealth. That's talking about prosperity. He gives you the ability to prosper for the purpose of being a partner with him in expanding his kingdom. And like, I know for me personally, it is such a joy to partner with the church plant in Albania, with Carl and Alicia, and in seeing my money help to reach unreached people in a predominantly Muslim nation. I get a kick out of that. Okay? Prosperity starts in the soul. So now if we're looking at prosperity and how to flow in prosperity, you've got to realize it starts inside, not on the outside. The world's way of prospering is different to God's way of prospering. Okay, but let's start in 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper and prosper in all things. Everyone say all things. Okay, may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So God wants you to prosper in all things. Okay, not just some things, all things. It includes money. Okay, that's not being unspiritual, it's actually very spiritual if you look at the purpose of money too. Okay, but if you look there, it says even as your soul prospers, or just as your soul prospers. So we prosper on the outside in accordance to what's happening on the inside. A lot of people try to prosper by blood, sweat, and tears. Some of you maybe. Okay, and that's just the process of, that's the process of losing your health. You're losing your peace and losing your joy and having a trail of poor relationships around you. That's the world's way of prospering. Blood, sweat, and tears, where you lose everything on the outside. That's not God's will for you. God's will for you is that you prosper. It starts in your soul. God's will for you is that you be in health, that you have a happy life full of joy and peace. There will be challenges, but you don't have to be depressed about it. You can get through challenging circumstances with joy and with a song in your heart. Amen? Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So this is saying that everything on the outside starts on the inside. Prosperity on the outside starts on the inside. Nothing in your life will be healthy if you aren't healthy inside first. So make sure inside is healthy. It starts with relationship with God. Knowing God, knowing Jesus. You won't truly be prosperous without a prosperous soul, with a prosperous and healthy mindset. What are you focused on? If you're focused on getting more money, you're wrong and you're not going to truly be prosperous. You've got to be focused on prosperity for the right reasons. You've got to be focused on God more than on money. Okay? Proverbs 10 verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So this is talking about God's way of prosperity. I love this. Okay? And he's saying that, it's saying that God's way of prosperity is not a pathway of sorrow. God's way of prospering, you don't lose your health. God's way of prospering, you don't lose your family. You don't get divorced because you were working too much. You don't lose your health, you know. You spend the first 40 years of your life trying to make money and then spend the last 40 years of your life spending your money to get healthy again because you lost it all your health in the first 40 years. That's not God's way. God's way of prospering, you won't lose your joy, your peace, your health, or your family. You know, the blessing of God makes rich. That, you know, Ephesians 1:3 says that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So as a believer, you've got the blessing inside of you. That's grace. You've already got the blessing inside of you, and that blessing inside of you, you don't have to get more blessing from God. You've got to realize what's inside of you, and that blessing inside of you is what brings prosperity. You aren't automatically prosperous, but you're automatically, as a Christian, blessed. And if you're automatically blessed, that blessing, when you start to activate it, will lead to prosperity. Okay? The blessing of God makes you rich, not your blood, sweat, and tears. Jesus went through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears of blood, for our prosperity. You don't have to go through blood, sweat, and tears because he did it for you. Yes, you'll have to work hard, but not at the expense of your health. Not at the expense of your values, not at the expense of your marriage or your relationship with your children. God is more interested in you being a good husband or wife or a father and a mother than you being a good provider. He's much more interested in your relationships than he is in you being able to provide or you having a lot of money to give into the kingdom. Okay? Yes, you should work hard to provide for your family, but not at the expense of your family. Your position at the office can be fulfilled by anyone. Your position at home can't be filled by anyone but you. You know, there's glass balls and there's rubber balls. The rubber balls will bounce. In business, rubber balls bounce. It's a rubber ball. Your family and your health are glass balls. They don't bounce back. They break. You can't juggle all the balls successfully at the same pace. Okay? God's interested in you being a good steward who obtains increase through just means, rather than you getting rich quick through dishonest gain so that you can give big. The end doesn't justify the means. So how do we prosper? Okay, the blessing, let me say this. I want you to see that prospering God's way is much easier than the world's way. Because God has set you up for prosperity. Amen? The blessing of the Lord makes rich, which means you have supernatural ability to prosper. You have supernatural ability to prosper, and that means your prosperity would be supernatural. Okay? You have the key ingredient to getting rich. And it's the blessing of the Lord. It's His favor. The real value or valuable asset here isn't stuff that you see in your life. It's the blessing of God that's inside of you or on your life. You could lose absolutely everything in a moment. Okay? You could lose all your wealth, all your possessions. It can be taken from you, but not the blessing of God. The blessing of God's not going to get, cannot be taken away from you. Okay? And if you lose everything, that, because of that blessing that's on your life, that favor, you can get it all back and more. You know, when we realize this, it'll be easier for us to step out and just risk. Step out in faith, dream big, and just go for it. Because we realize that we're not limited by what we see, because the blessing inside of you, you can't see it. And you'll only see it manifest as you go for it. Deuteronomy 8:18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto your fathers as it is this day." So this is saying, as well, He doesn't give you wealth. Okay? God does not give you money. Okay, He gives you the ability to get money. God gives you the ability to get wealth. The wealth is ultimately from Him, but He gives you the ability to get it. He equips you with talents, with skills, with abilities. He puts those talents, those skills and abilities inside of you. There's not one of you that doesn't have something inside of you that you cannot do. You're gifted in some way, and you need to identify what that gift is, and then, you know, some of those gifts, if not all, can be monetized. Okay? But there's a gold mine of opportunity inside of you. All you need to do is tap into it. It's no good just inside of you. You've got to let it out. Okay? Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. This is how we let that blessing flow into prosperity. "The Lord shall command the blessing upon you and in your storehouses." So His commanded blessing is upon you. Okay? "And in all that you set your hand unto." This is saying that whatever you put your hand to will prosper. Okay? Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, ESV says, "The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous." I'm sure every single person on the face of the earth wants to be abundantly prosperous. And if they don't, it's just because they've been disappointed. So maybe they just hardened in their hearts or something. But this is written into our code inside of us. We want to be abundantly prosperous. Nobody wants to lack in their right mind. Everybody wants to be abundantly prosperous. And this says, "The Lord your God will make you." Who will make you? "The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all the work of your hand." So this is saying that your hand is going to work. This is where some people don't like, you know, they switch off. Because God must do it, but I don't want to. He's going to drop it on my head. He doesn't just drop it on your head. He drops it on your hands as your hands are active. So you've got to get your hands active. "Whatever you put your hand to shall prosper." Okay, the last part of that says, "For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you." He delights in prospering you. God wants you to prosper, but the prosperity is for a purpose. Amen? So, whatever you put your hand to shall prosper. This equals work. You weren't created just to goof off. You weren't created for holidays. You know, the holidays are awesome, but we were created to add value to society. To get an income so that we can be a blessing to our families and a blessing to the kingdom. You have to do something to activate the prosperity in your life. Okay, you get the blessing flowing by doing something, by putting your hand to work. Then the prosperity starts to flow. You know, it doesn't just happen by accident. You have to co-labor with God, which is my next point. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, it says, "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry, you are God's building." This is saying that you're a laborer together with God. What is a laborer? It's a worker. Okay, it says, "We are laborers together with God." That means God's a worker. But it means that you're a worker. And together with God, we work. Work came, you know, if you look at Genesis, work didn't come in as a result of the fall. And this is an important point. Work did not come in as a result of the fall. Work, God established work before the fall of man. He gave Adam and Eve in the garden, He gave Adam a job to do. Look after the garden, tend to it. God planted the garden. God got it going, and then He entrusted it to Adam to look after and to steward. God gives you resources, you've got to steward them. You didn't come up with your awesome ability with numbers or whatever ability you have. God gave it to you. You steward it. You grow it. You grow your gift. But we work together with God. Then the fall came, and work didn't come in as a result of the fall. Striving came in as a result of the fall. You know, there should not be any striving in the Christian life. There's hard work, but there's a difference between hard work and striving. Striving is you're working very hard, you're doing everything you can in all your strengths, and it's just futile. Very little is happening. That's striving. You might be pushing against the wrong wall. You might, in that case, if you feel like you're striving and nothing's being fruitful, maybe you're a square peg in a round hole and you're not functioning where you should function. There's many reasons why we would be striving, but you've got to ask God a few questions and chat to Him to try and figure out what your situation, what's the answer. But if we're co-laborers with God, it means God's working with us and we're working with Him, which means it should be much easier. It means things should be flowing. It shouldn't be a blood, sweat, and tears. I like the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It says, "For we are God's co-workers." I like it because it uses the word work. We're God co-workers. Many people think work is a cuss word. It's a swear word. It's something, you know, work, you don't want to work. You want to sleep. You want to rest. Well, you know what? Don't be prosperous then. It's fine. But God wants you to prosper, and it's going to take work. Okay? So you're a co-laborer with God, which is what you've got to realize. Prosperity will never work without working with God. But the other side of it is, I mean, if you look at all the verses that I've shared with you up until now, you've got to realize that it's all about God. God is the source. Prosperity starts with relationship with God. It starts with knowing Him, by receiving from Him, by receiving that blessing. And so if that's where it starts, then prosperity is really just a journey of trusting God. And anyone who's ever started a business, you know it's a journey of trusting God. You can't do it without God. Okay? You have to do it with God. Yeah, otherwise, yeah, I don't know how the world does what they do without God. Starting a church is a journey of God, with God, of trusting God. Everything in life should be about doing it with God and trusting God. And He's a higher power with a greater ability than I have, so I'm grateful that He co-works with me. Okay? It's a journey of faith. It's a journey of trusting God. Now, in that teaching series, Money Matters, I talk about this in a bit more depth, but giving into the kingdom is an indication of your faith. It's an indicator. And so if you're not giving, I can guarantee you're not in faith. And so giving is an important part to play because it's answering the question, are you trusting God or aren't you trusting God? Because it's a journey of faith, of trusting Him. But we've got to realize that we're partners with God in this life. Number one, God partners with you. Okay? And then you partner with God. Firstly, God partners with us to get the prosperity flowing in our lives. How does God partner with us to get the prosperity flowing in our lives? Well, He gives you His blessing. He gives you His favor. He gives you supernatural ability to be able to get wealth. You know, the world have abilities to get wealth. We have supernatural ability to get wealth. Okay? So we're partners with God in this life. He partners with us and sets us up for prosperity. But then we partner with God to expand His kingdom. God doesn't have money. You have money. He needs money to get the work done on earth. You don't have abilities except that which He's given you. It's a great partnership if you think about it. He partners with you with abilities and wisdom and creativity. He's the creator of the universe. You can't get any more creativity than it. That is already in your born-again DNA. In your born-again DNA, you've got creative ability. He's partnered with you by giving His creativity to you. And then we partner with Him by saying, "Thank you, Father, I'm remembering you." You know, Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God. Okay? It says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord your God. It is He that gives you power to get wealth, that you may establish His covenant, so that He may establish His covenant." So what it is saying is that we partner with God and He partners with us, and it's a good partnership. So God wants us to prosper. Amen? God has a plan for your prosperity. It's not just God wants you to be rich for being rich's sake, so you can have a sixth car that you'll never use, or you know, whatever. How many cars can you drive at the same time? It's not wrong to have many cars, but like, there's a purpose for your prosperity. Look after your family and help build the kingdom. Prosperity is a journey of faith. It's a journey of trust in God. And so it all comes down to relationship with God. And it comes down to that place of trusting in Him. It comes to that place of following Him, following His leading. Amen? Because God wants us to prosper. I want to finish off with 3 John 2, which I've already read. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So, you know, if you look at people who become prosperous, who become wealthy, a lot of them can become prosperous and wealthy through blood, sweat, and tears, and yet they lose their soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions. They're just not happy. And that's why you need another holiday, yoga, all this extramural activities, and lots of coffee. Because I like coffee. But the point is like, you need all of these things because you're not happy, because you're killing yourself trying to get money. Money isn't the aim. Money isn't the aim. It's just part of the package. Okay? Let me read that verse again. "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things." God wants you to prosper in your finance. He wants you to prosper in your business. He wants you to prosper in your relationships, in your family. He wants you to prosper in your health. But how many times do we not prosper in our health because we're working too hard? Because we're stressed. You know, stress is one of the number one factors for health problems. And stress, a lot of the time, comes because we're in the office, we're working hard, and things aren't just they're not working out. And we're trusting in our ability to try and fix the problem instead of trusting in God's ability to fix the problem. In God's wisdom to fix the problems that are in our businesses or in our lives or in our finances. And we're looking to ourselves and we're not looking to God. Guys, it's a journey of trusting God. And so we have to always come back to God. I'm focused on you. You need to lead me in this. Make God your business partner. Make God your life partner. It sounds bad, but make God the one who's your partner in life to be able to help you prosper. Just as your soul prospers. In your emotions, He wants you to prosper. And I know, I'm going to close off like this. You came to a prosperity conference, a conference on practical prosperity, because you want to know how to flow in having more wealth. How to flow in seeing finances and activating the blessing of God in your life and all of this type of stuff. But like I said, it starts with relationship with God. Number one. And it starts, and it flows out of a place of healthy inside, healthy soul, healthy emotions, And you can't really truly prosper in finances and in your business if you're sick all the time. It's a vicious circle. You got your emotions are messed up and all of this, and then it flows into your emotion, your physical body, where you're just tired and stressed and you've got health problems, and it enables you not to work, you know, like you should. And it just like, it just, you know, that's when you want to pull out the gun, stick it in your mouth, because I can't keep up with this, treading water for too long. And you might be feeling like you're at that place. And I just want to pray, in the closing off this session, just for God to refresh you during our time together. Because God's plan for prosperity is much easier than your plan for prosperity. And it's going to be more successful even. You can prosper in the world's way, and it will have a certain level of prosperity, but God's way of prospering can take you to a much higher level. Amen? So let's just stand together. And I just want to encourage you, if especially if you're at a place where you've got health issues, you're stressed out, you're burnt out, you're whatever, then just even just raise your hands in front of you as an act of receiving from God, because God's here and He wants to minister to you. He's here. He's here in person. You know, so just let's just close our eyes, and Father, we just acknowledge your presence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We thank you. That even though, you know, we're talking about something carnal, we're talking about something about money today, I thank you, Father, that it has such a spiritual significance. I thank you that our work isn't just something carnal, it's something spiritual. It's something which we do as an act of worship. It's something that we do, work, as a way of blessing you, of using the blessing that you've given us. And I just pray for those here who are just feeling tired and worn out and stressed. Those that have health issues because of working too hard and just feel like they're overwhelmed. They can't do enough to in the area of work. I just thank you, Holy Spirit, that right now you just touch them, that you bring refreshing, that you bring restoration in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just invite you right now by your power just to touch their hearts, just to minister to them. We thank you, Father, that you're a good God. We thank you that you've only got good things in store for us. We thank you, Father, that your good plans for us are plans of prosperity, not of harm. Plans to give us a future filled with hope. Thank you, Father. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. He restores my strength. Thank you, Father, that you restore people's strength this morning. In the name of Jesus. He leads me on right paths to show that He is good. Even if I walk through a valley as dark as the grave, I will not be afraid of any danger, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Father, I thank you that those who are maybe going through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley as dark as the grave, I thank you that you just shine your light on them now this morning, that you give them hope, Father, that you restore their souls, Father, that you show them that you are with them, that you never leave them, you never forsake them, and you never will. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You welcome me as an honored guest. My cup is full and spilling over. I thank you, Father, that as a result of this conference together, that we're going to see people's cups full and people's cups starting to run over, spill over, because of the abundant supply which starts to come forth in the name of Jesus. Your goodness and your mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house a long, long time. Father, we thank you that you're always with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And we just praise you for that, Father. We thank you that you are with us to give us the wisdom we need, the insight that we need, the creativity that we need, the provision that we need to be able to move forward in what you've called us to. I thank you, Father, that the definition of prosperity is provision for the journey. It's provision for the calling that you've placed on our lives. And I thank you, Father, that prosperity isn't our calling, it's provision to fulfill it. Help us to have the right perspective on money so that we can move forward in more of what you've got for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to talk to someone, or if you'd like us to pray with you, please contact us on 021-8800-168 or at info@gracelifeministries.co.za. If you'd like to order more resources or find out more about us, you can visit our website at gracelifeministries.co.za. We'd also love to connect with you on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.